Library of Adventure, featuring the great adventures of yesterday, dramatized for the boys and girls of today. Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar. Chapter 25 of the story adapted from the novel by Jules Verne. Even as the third attack on Irkutsk, treacherously and successfully betrayed by Ivan Ogareff, failed, the traitor was himself making plans for the downfall of the city. Plotting alone, or with his spy Zangari, Ogareff had taken the guise of Michael Strogoff, the Tsar's courier, and now stood before the Grand Duke. In all respects, Ogareff looked the part. His Russian uniform was torn and muddied. His face bore a newly healed scar. His appearance was of a man who'd traveled fast and far, and who'd not spared himself in the doing of it. Steadfastly, the Duke gazed in the eyes of the man who hated him with a burning and implacable hatred. And with iron control, Ogareff forced himself to bear the intense scrutiny. The Grand Duke signed to his officers to withdraw. The door closed. They were alone.
You are Michael Strogoff.
I am.
On the 15th of July, you were in Moscow.
Yes, Your Highness. And on the night of the 14th, I saw His Majesty the Tsar at the New Palace.
Have you a letter from the Tsar?
Yes, Highness. Here it is.
Was the letter given to you in this state?
No, Your Highness. But I was obliged to tear the envelope to hide it from the Emir's soldiers.
You were taken prisoner by the Tatars?
Yes, I was their prisoner for several days. That's why I've taken so long on the journey. As the date on the letter shows, I left Moscow on the 15th of July. I have traveled for 79 days, today being the 2nd of October.
Excuse me. Michael Strogoff, do you know the contents of this letter?
Yes, Your Highness. I might have been obliged to destroy it to prevent it falling into the wrong hands. I memorized it in order to be able to give you the full content, should I have lost it.
You know, then, that this letter enjoins us all to die rather than give up the town.
I know it.
You know also that it informs me of the movements of the troops who have combined to stop the invasion.
Yes, Your Highness, but these movements have not succeeded.
What do you mean?
I mean that Ishim, Omsk, and Tomsk, to speak only of the more important towns, have been successively occupied by the soldiers of Feofar Khan.
But there has been fighting. Have not our Cossacks met the Tatars?
Several times, Your Highness.
And they were repulsed?
They were not in sufficient force to oppose the enemy.
Where did these encounters take place?
At Kolyvan, at Tomsk, and a third time before Krasnoyarsk.
Krasnoyarsk? What of that engagement?
It was more than an engagement, Your Highness. It was a battle.
A battle?
20,000 Russians from the frontier provinces and the government of Tobolsk engaged with 150,000 Tatars. Notwithstanding their courage, they were overwhelmed.
You lie!
I speak the truth, Your Highness. I was present at the Battle of Krasnoyarsk, for it was there that I was taken prisoner.
What day did this Battle of Krasnoyarsk take place?
On the 2nd of September.
And now all the Tatar troops are concentrated round Irkutsk?
All.
What is your estimate of their strength?
400,000 men.
400,000. And you say that I cannot expect any help from the West provinces?
None, Your Highness, and certainly not before the end of winter.
Well, hear this, Michael Strogoff. Though I must expect no help either from the East or from the West, even were these barbarian 600,000 strong, I will never give up Irkutsk.
No, Your Highness.
In this letter, I am warned of a traitor. He will try to enter Irkutsk in disguise, gain my confidence, and when the time comes, betray the town to the Tatars.
I know all that, Your Highness. And I know also that Ivan Nogareff has sworn to revenge himself personally on the Tsar's brother.
Why?
It is said that the officer in question was condemned by the Grand Duke to a humiliating degradation.
Yes, yes, I remember. But it is proof that the villain who could afterwards serve against his country and head an invasion of barbarians deserved it.
His Majesty the Tsar was particularly anxious that you should be warned of Ogareff and his designs against your person.
The letter informs me of that.
And His Majesty himself spoke to me of it, telling me that in my journey across Siberia, I was above all things to beware of the traitor.
Did you meet with him?
Yes, Your Highness. After the Battle of Krasnoyarsk. If he had only guessed that I was the bearer of a letter to Your Highness, and one in which his intentions were revealed, I should not have got off so lightly.
No, you would have been lost. How did you manage to escape?
By throwing myself into the Irtysh River.
And how did you enter Irkutsk?
Under cover of the attack this morning.
But none of the attackers set foot beyond our earthworks there.
A body of your troops sallied out to help the wounded among the Tatars. I was able to attract their attention, and once I had made myself known to them, there was no difficulty in gaining confidence.
Good, Michael Strogoff. You have shown courage and zeal in your difficult mission. I will not forget you. Have you any favor to ask of me?
None. Unless it is to be allowed to fight at the side of Your Highness.
So be it. I attach you from today to my personal staff, and you shall be lodged in the palace.
And if Ivan Ogareff should somehow present himself to Your Highness under a false name...
He will be unmasked, thanks to you who know him. Then he will die the traitor's death he deserves. Leave me now.
Your Highness. Enter.
Well? You, Captain Strogoff, the courier who arrived from Moscow yesterday?
I am.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Captain Fedor, commanding the force of former exiles under the Grand Duke.
I'm happy to make your acquaintance, Captain Fedor. You are responsible for part of the city's defenses?
For the Bolkaya Gate.
The Bolkaya Gate? Indeed. I should very much like to accompany you when you next make your rounds. Having offered my services to the Grand Duke, I'm anxious to make myself as proficient as possible in my knowledge of the defense plan of the city.
Of course, and I shall be happy to assist you. Captain Strogoff, the reason for my visit tonight is a personal one. My daughter left Moscow at approximately the same date as yourself to join me here in Irkutsk. Her letter indicated as much. I have had no news of her since the invasion began.
She was in Moscow on the 15th of July?
Yes.
I'm afraid that your daughter will have fallen into the hands of the Tatars, Captain Fedor. Unfortunately, it is only too probable that your daughter must have passed the frontier. Your only hope is that she heard of the invasion before crossing.
Oh, Nacha. Nacha.
It is unfortunate.
Yes. Yes, unfortunate. Well, Captain Strogoff, if you would care to visit the Bolkaya Gate, I shall be only too happy to take you there.
I am most eager to see it. Shall we go there now?
Come.
Ah, Captain Fedor. Your report?
The situation is normal, Your Highness. No movement has been sighted from the Bolkaya Gate for the last 48 hours.
No movement. From every point of our defenses, the reports are the same. No movement. The Tatars have suspended operations completely.
It is an uneasy truce, Your Highness.
It is. What are they planning? Surely they must know that an attempt will be made to relieve the city from outside.
Your Highness... I understand that Captain Strogoff estimated the Tatar strength at some 400,000.
That is so.
Your Highness, I cannot doubt that his estimate was made in all good faith, but I believe it to be quite false.
Why?
400,000 men could not live for so long without ready sources of supply. And furthermore, such a force could overwhelm this city by combined assault within a matter of hours. At some cost, perhaps, but they could accomplish it.
I agree, Captain Fedor. The Tartar force is probably in the vicinity of 70,000 able-bodied men. But why haven't they attacked in force? It is now the 5th of October, and we've heard nothing from them for 3 days. Why? Why?
Sangare, do not answer me, but listen and obey. Go to the Emir and tell him I shall open the Bolkaya gate at 2 o'clock in the morning. Make 2 diversionary attacks on the northern defenses. The signal to begin will be the River of Flame. I shall set it afire at 2:15. Go.
It was fortunate for us that we found such a large rock.
Those poor people in the rock. I wonder if they escaped.
Look ahead, Nadia. Are we nearing the quays?
Yes, about 300 yards, I think.
And it's nearing 2 o'clock in the morning. We're almost there. It'll not be difficult now. I can easily convince the guards of my identity.
Michael, the Tartars are astir. I can see bodies of horsemen moving up the river.
Perhaps it's an attack developing.
We are within 50 yards of the quays.
We shall have to swim the last few yards. I shall support you. When we're at the closest point to the quays, tell me, and we'll swim.
Yes, Michael.
You're not afraid?
Not now. Oh, Michael, it's nearly over. I'm so happy.
Brave Nadia.
Get ready, Michael. We are...
Nadia, for the love of heaven, what is it? What is it? I can feel the light.
The whole river is burning. The whole river is burning. Michael! Michael!
Ivan Ogareff has thrown the lighted taper, which is the signal for the diversionary attacks. Within 15 minutes, the Bolkaya gate will be opened to the barbarian Tartars, and the whole city betrayed to fire and sword. For a moment, Michael stands upright on the perilous flow, his lean face lit by the flames, spreading hungrily across the river. And then all, Michael, Nadia, and the keys, so nearly won, vanish in a pall of flame and smoke. Listen again when next we present Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar.